You go first. I think.
Yeah. Okay. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we discuss a really cool merger of musical minds,
where indie, post-punk, and a legendary name in folk jazz meet. Patrick, that's your line.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I was just caught off guard by the beauty of that intro.
Yes, I can see that. Your eyelids were drooping.
And Shadow ate the Zoom.
Where'd the dog go? Do we see where he went?
No.
Okay. Shadow?
Oh, there he is.
Do you want another treat, doggy?
Do so you yesterday, want another chicken leg?
Who sent us those? Clay Cochran yesterday.
Yeah, Clay Cochran.
Mm-hmm. We opened those treats.
The Pet and Shape.
So thanks again. And then we got another package, right? Do we want to
yeah,
open
we did.
That?
Let's
so
open that sucker.
Let me grab that. Let me give this to Shadow. There we go. Oh, you got it. Okay. Good got boy. It. Shadow got the chicken foot.
He's going to deal with it.
They're kind of disturbing looking, aren't they?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. But delicious.
Okay, so what's the package here?
This package is from Douglas Farrell in Rhinelander, Wisconsin,
yes.
Better known as...
Captain Doug.
Captain Doug.
Right.
Cranking it out.
So we just learned of Captain Doug's existence when he contributed to the best of...
Yeah.
2019.
That was cool.
Episodes, and he called in and talked about some favorite music, and he does some kind of independent radio show or shows
couple,
up there in...
A couple a week or something like
there
that.
There in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I guess he was thrilled that he made it onto the podcast, and now he has sent us something.
He did the right thing.
There we go. What do we got?
Let's see. We have a couple of compact discs. The best of 2019 on WXPR's Northwoods Cafe with Captain Doug. You got volume one?
Volume two.
Look at that. How cool is that, Jim?
Trade them with your friends.
Yes. And there's a...
Collect them all.
Pretty long note here written in very small type on Harley Davidson stationery. Dear Jim Patrick and the intern platoon, greetings from the snowy north woods of Wisconsin. As I mentioned before, I regularly host three different radio shows on my local independent public radio station, WXPR. The weeknight rock show is called Northwoods Cafe. On January 16th, I did my Best of 2019 show, and I thought that you guys might enjoy my Best of 2019 rock mixtape. So here's the disc I used for that night's show. I hope that you enjoy the music contained here. And then I turned you on some new tunes, Spreading the Disease of Music, in quotes. Please keep up the great work on your podcast. I love it. You guys turn me and your listeners on to new music all the time. Keep rocking the suburbs. Sincerely, Captain Doug.
Thank you, Captain Doug.
Thank you, Captain Doug.
I'm looking at this now, and I'm remembering that one of the bands he turned us on to was Screaming Rebel Angels,
right? Yeah. It was one of his choices.
Rockabilly. Mm-hmm. And the singer of that band was really excited that she was on our podcast.
Oh, is that right?
And
so cool.
She put some nice notes on our social media
about that.
So that was great. And,
that is great.
And there you go. So thank you for this. And it's funny because we're sending him a mixtape.
Isn't that excellent?
Of some of our favorite songs
Keeping
of 2019. So there you go.
The karma equation balanced. Thank you, Captain Doug.
Thank you for that. If people want to send us stuff, you can send to Rock in the Suburbs, 800 West Broad Street, Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040. There you go.
I check that 4 to 5 times a day.
Good. Just waiting.
I'm always up there. Yeah.
Is there
still here?
Yes. That's right.
Sir, you can't have a chair and a sleeping bag here in the post office.
Okay. So this show is Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we've been talking about music we discovered in January of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
You had a couple picks yesterday. Quite excellent. And it's my turn today. So I'm going to start us off. These are both like new bands to me.
Okay.
So... or new artist to me. So the first one is an artist called Locate S1.
Okay.
Have you heard of this at all?
Not at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to play it first and then we'll discuss.
Okay.
Tom T. Hussett.
Very cool. Loved it when it exploded into that chorus and the bass and drums really percolated. That was cool.
That bass is pretty hot, too.
It's really good.
Okay. Love it. So that is Locate S1. The song is called Personalia. It's off an album about to come out, also called Personalia. That album will be out April 3rd.
Okay.
So this is an advanced single. Locate S1 is the work of Christina Schneider of Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
She apparently has recorded under other names before, including her own and then some others, but I think she's pretty much a solo artist.
Okay.
This is her second album as Locate S1.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And a couple things with that song. So first off, it's about sort of maturation and sort of feeling already kind of like out of place, maybe a little bit among the young folk, right? So it's that, you know, everybody has that feeling at some point, like, is this still my scene,
right,
or whatever, right? And it starts with the line, that song starts with the line, almost killed myself, so I went home, I just cannot take these local shows. So there you go.
You go and you stand on your own.
Yes.
Leave on your own.
Yep. So there you go. Her bio also says that in creating this album, or at least this song, she said she was buoyed by her desire to create the same crazy powerful feeling she gets when she hears an ABBA or Kate Bush song.
Oh, really? Cool.
Right.
Well, I can definitely hear the Kate Bush and those kind of rumbling drums.
That's right.
For sure. And yeah, the early Kate Bush.
And then I think ABBA in the chorus,
yeah,
right?
Don't very you think? True. Yeah. Well, she's putting it right out there for us.
So there you go.
Very cool.
Also,
interesting name, Locate
S1. Locate S1.
Yeah, very strange.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Me either.
It's probably some battleship reference or something. I don't know.
Well, it's definitely probably not Taken, so you know that's one that's out there.
Also, she will be touring this spring with or opening for Of Montreal.
Oh, nice.
And doesn't that make sense?
Yep, totally can see that as a fit. Yeah, that Of Montreal audience will like that a lot.
Yeah.
So that's perfect.
So there you go. I love that. It's super fun.
Cool.
And great to listen to. Like, it's one of those songs that's great to just sort of play loud.
Yep.
Crank it up.
Yep.
You know, have a good time. All right. Before we get to my second pick, maybe we should promote the live show.
Live again. Show alert. Yeah, let's do that.
So what are we doing again? What's going on?
It's a live show. It's a live podcast show.
Yeah.
So we're going to be recording and doing a live show on The Who.
Yes, The Who.
Over at Jam and Java. So if you're in the, you know, Northern Virginia radius on Wednesday, March 4th, is that the correct date?
Yep, Wednesday, March 4th.
You should drop by. Yeah, report immediately to Jam and Java if you're in the area.
Mm-hmm. They have beer. They have a full bar. They got food there. Got
good food there.
And then we'll be yammering on about The Who.
That's
and,
right.
We'll be doing a countdown thing. So we're going to take a poll of the audience, and then we're going to create a top 10 or top 15, I guess is what we do. And we're going to count down great Who songs, and we're going to talk about them, and people can come up to the microphone and get on the show and talk about their favorite Who songs, and we'll have some other surprises and things like that.
Yeah, a couple giveaways. It's going to be a fun evening.
I think so. And, I think it's going to be really fun.
Consider yourself officially invited, Bill Mulligan. We want to see you there.
Of course.
If you're in town.
So, anyone who can make it, come on out. Wednesday, March 4th, Jam and Java. Go to jamandjava.com for tickets, or go to suburbspod.com and we'll direct you to the right place.
That's
all right.
Correct.
We will take your money. All right. Now, speaking of live shows, this leads in kind of sort of into my next pick of January New Music. So, one of the bands that released a new album, I think in February, because as we're recording this, we're already into February, is a band that I just saw live, speaking of live shows, and that was Not a Surf.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Yes. So, very true.
So, I went with Dan Gursky. And my daughter came as well, and we went to Black Cat, and we saw Not a Surf, and we had a great time. And you have always talked up that band, and I admitted when we had that episode about them before that I really didn't know much of anything of their work beyond that single, which we decided was not really representative of their catalog. Right.
And they have that one outlier.
That's right. Went, and I had a fantastic time.
Great.
It was really fun. They also did a really interesting light show in Black Cat. I don't know that I've ever really seen a light show in the Black Cat.
Not common at all. No,
but they brought like a rig that would project these like colorful kind of shapes up onto the ceiling.
That's cool.
You know, above the stage, and then sort of like front of stage, the front of the audience.
Oh, that's neat.
And they were like flowers and stuff like that, and then it would like spin and everything, and it was nice. It added to the atmosphere, I think, for a band like that too, which is very kind of poppy and, you know, bright and all of that. And it
totally
worked out. But I'm saying this not because I'm going to talk about Not a Surf, but because I'm going to talk about this band that I discovered in January That sounds like Nada. It immediately reminded me of Nada Surf.
Okay, cool.
This apparently is their fourth album. The band is called Eyelids. Mm. They're out of Portland, and this song is called The Accidental Falls. See what I mean?
Do you totally hear that? Yeah, totally get that. Yeah. And I'm reading here that they are going to be on tour this spring. It looks like they're going to be coming to the East Coast in April, so that's kind of cool.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely heard it in the vocals,
yes,
and kind of in the way the drum sound accented the music. Yes. I like that a lot.
Maybe a little bit more guitar heavy than Nada Surf. Yep. Nada Surf has the one guitar and then a keyboard.
That's right.
A lot of it. Mm-hmm. This band has three guitars.
Ooh,
apparently.
Do they really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Now, interesting story about Eyelids. As I mentioned, this is their fourth album, The Accidental Falls. These guys have been playing with a lot of other indie bands.
Like, is that
they
right?
have in their sort of shared history, they have played as either studio musicians or on stage, touring musicians with bands like Guided by Voices, Decemberists, Elliot Smith, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, so on and so forth.
Those are two ones. Yeah, so a lot of these guys, hear those two.
These guys have been part of like the indie scene for a long time. And Portland, of course, great place to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, the producer of this album is called The Accidental Falls, and it comes out, actually, I think, as you're hearing this today. I think it's February 14th.
Wow. Okay. Fantastic.
The album. This particular album was produced by none other than Peter Buck.
No way.
How about that?
Wow.
So indie rock royalty.
There you go.
Right?
Perfect. Yeah.
Yes.
Full circle.
And I think you hear that a little bit in sort of the guitar lines there. Some
can
of the
definitely hear it now. Yeah, for sure.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Although he didn't play at all on this, but he produced it.
Hmm.
Now, here's the story on this album. And I heard this song and I was just like, oh, this song is really cool. And it reminds me of Nada Surf. And I just saw Nada Surf and, you know, everything I just told you. And then I do some research on this album, and it's even more interesting than that, which is this. The album is actually called The Accidental Falls (The Lyrics of Larry Beckett. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Larry Beckett apparently was a collaborator with Tim Buckley.
Oh, really?
And wrote a lot of his lyrics or collaborated with him on lyrics.
Okay.
He approached Eyelids and said, I have all these lyrics I would like to get out there. Would you like to work with me on this?
Really?
He wrote all the lyrics for this album.
How cool.
They just did the music.
That's very
cool. He wrote all the lyrics.
This guy, love it.
So Larry Beckett did that. And apparently there's one song that was even co-written with Tim Buckley that never got recorded.
Oh,
That they did here as well. So very interesting.
That is an interesting backstory. There's a lot there. Yeah.
For sure. So there you go.
Okay. We got that one. I got that one in the list for sure, man.
Check that out.
Okay.
The Accidental Falls, by Eyelids.
Okay. And that was the song, The Accidental Falls, yes. We heard. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
There you go. Those Beautiful. Are my two. All right. Now.
Two new ones to watch out for.
We're going to do. Great stuff, Jim. We're going to end here with another new cover by the same band we played yesterday, which was this band White Horses.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, they had did a whole covers album called Hard Times. Mm-hmm. Hard Times being a Curtis Mayfield song. Also recorded by Baby Huey. Do you remember that song? Hard Times?
I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think we actually played that on an earlier episode when it was recommended to us. But anyway, before the album came out. The one I want to play is a song that they recorded here with a guest, Melanie Payne or Pan. I'm not sure if it's the, it may be a French pronunciation here, but the song is I Saw the Light, but not the Hank Williams I Saw the Light. Do you know another famous I Saw the Light song that might be a great cover?
Off the top of my head, no, and not unless there's a Todd Rundgren one.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. You got
That's
it.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. So there we go. You're going to hear that here. Let us know about new music that you discovered in January.
Totally.
You can call 612-440-1984 or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on all the social medias at suburbspod. All right, here we go. I Saw the Light, White Horses. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. Happy Valentine's Day.
Sir, you can't have a chair and a sleeping bag here in the post office.